This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Holi, the festival of colors, was celebrated across India with people smearing each other with colors, dancing to festive music, and feasting on traditional sweets prepared for the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the excitement, enthusiasm and joy of this festival were evident in every corner of the city. Since this morning, people were seen drenched in colours enjoying the festivities. Colours of Holi were visible everywhere, from the streets to mohallas, parks, societies, clubhouses and party lawns of the city. Small children were seen filling pitchkaris with different colours, filling balloons with coloured water and drenching everyone with coloured spray throughout the day. Meanwhile, the elders wished Holi by applying gulal and sharing gujia and sweets with people. Rain dances were organised in several parts of the city to add more joy to the celebration. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Assam on a three-day tour, during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Barphukan Police Academy and lay foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy tomorrow morning at Dergaon in Golaghat district. After that, the minister will depart for Mizoram to attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in the afternoon and will return to Guwahati on the same day. The Home Minister on Sunday will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Bodo Students' Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar district, and later in the day will review the implementation of new criminal laws in the northeastern states in Guwahati with the chief ministers of 8 northeastern states. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, "The government's approach will be guided by India First, Vikasit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership." India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that India was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that New Delhi strongly rejects the baseless allegations of Pakistan. He added that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. The Uttar Pradesh Anti-Terrorism Squad, ATS, has arrested a worker from an ordnance factory in Firozabad for leaking sensitive information to a Pakistani ISI handler. Additional Director General of UPATS, Nilabja Chaudhary, stated that Ravindra Kumar was found passing classified details, including daily production reports, to his handler, identified as Neha. The Agra unit of ATS confirmed his involvement during a preliminary interrogation. Upon his arrest, ATS recovered sensitive files from his phone, including production reports on drones, classified meeting records and unauthorized talk lists. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and three others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers this afternoon. Police said the improvised explosive device, IED, was planted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured are being moved to a district hospital. Russian President Vladimir Putin has met with U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, in Moscow. The Kremlin confirmed today that the two discussed recent U.S.-Ukrainian peace talks held in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. At the meeting, Putin received additional details about a proposed 30-day ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The U.S. in turn has agreed to resume military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. In badminton, India's campaign at the All England Open tournament came to an end as Lakshya Sen and the women's double pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand bowed out in the quarterfinals in Birmingham today. Paris 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya Sen crashed out of All England Open 2025 badminton tournament after losing his men's single quarterfinal match in Birmingham. And with that, we end this news bulletin.